The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place. Many people followed him, and he cured them all. But he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight, I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name, the Gentiles will hope. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
As we hear again in the Gospel this afternoon, Jesus, part of his mission, a great part of his mission, is healing the sick. And when Christ heals the sick, he does it, of course, as we heard from the prophet Isaiah, with the Spirit of God. As the Son of God, he has the Holy Spirit. And so he heals differently than someone else would, because when he heals, it's not just a bodily ailment that goes away. More importantly, the person's soul, heart, very being is healed, and they glorify God. And so it's different to just say, I've been healed, let me go upon my merry way and do as I please, than I'm healed, thanks be to God. Now let me go tell my neighbors, my family, my friends, what God has done for me in his mercy. That's a different thing. That's a total healing, a wholeness, as we use in modern language. And so we celebrate the saints who heal that way. They receive the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, and they take that Spirit and that charism with them in their works of mercy. Today we celebrate St. Camillus, who was an Italian priest of the late 16th and early 17th century. And his charism that he received, the gift of the Holy Spirit, was to have this great compassion and mercy for the sick and to go out of his way to serve them. His mother died when he was very young. So he didn't really have much of a mother's love in his life. And his father neglected him. So he didn't have much of a father's guidance. And so from an early age, he got into gambling. And he really became addicted to gambling. And even through his teenage years and into his early 20s, he was a gambler. And he lost everything at one point in his life, very early 20s. He's, as we say sometimes, you have to hit rock bottom. Well, he did. He literally lost the shirt on his back from gambling. And so he entered into a local Franciscan monastery. And they accepted him, where he lived a humble life. But he had a sickness himself. His leg was very sore, and the Franciscans could see this. And so they said, we can't take you, receive you for vows into our community. You're not going to live very long. You have to go to the hospital. You have to be treated. So he went to the local hospital to be treated for his sore leg and his poverty. But he remembered all of the instances of mercy from the Franciscans, how they treated each other with love and mercy. And so he said, here I am in this hospital, potentially dying. I have nothing, but I have my hands. I have my mind. I have one good leg. I'm going to use it to serve my neighbor. And that got him started taking care of the sick. Eventually, he recovered. He had great conversion in his life. He gave himself over to Christ fully, and he became a priest. And he started a congregation called the Camillians. And their charism was to serve the sick, to preach to the poor, but to be very tender and compassionate to those who were very sick. So they would go about helping those who had the plague, the bubonic plague. They were the first priests, first people that we know of in recorded history to go onto the battlefield in the middle of war and to help injured soldiers. They started the whole military ambulance ministry, which is obviously very normal in these days. They were the first. The priests of St. Camillus would go onto ships where the plague was raging. They would serve the sick who were dying of the plague. Now, when you got on a ship that had the plague on it, just like today, if you get on a cruise ship, you're not going to get ashore. They're not going to let you back on shore. Well, these men knew that. When they went on those ships, they were not going to set foot back on land. They did it anyway, out of compassion with the Spirit of Christ, not just simply to tend to the sick, but to give their lives for them, so that they would also have a conversion of heart and a healing of being, so that they could glorify God. St. Camillus, when he was finally himself upon his own deathbed, dying of his final illness, loved the sick so much, he got out of his own bed and continued to serve the other sick. And so right to the very end, he continued with that Spirit of Christ, a great sacrificial love and love of those who were sick, not just to heal them bodily, but to give them hope. Hope in God and a purpose for life. And that's the kind of spirit we also want to see in serving our own neighbor. So we ask for the intercession today of St. Camillus, and remember that in our own ministrations to our neighbor, we do so out of love for Christ, finding Jesus in the poor and the sick.